Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 10. Today, I'm talking about how to change your mood. And before we dive into the podcast, I just want to acknowledge that I'm really talking about the high level, the deep emotional awareness work, the recognition of patterns that are playing out in your life. I want to acknowledge that it's a privilege to be able to work on these things and think about these things using the framework of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Doing this deep internal work is pretty high above a lot of other things that are legitimately difficult, especially in our world as it exists today. I also want to acknowledge that there are mood disorders. There are things out there, and I'm not telling you that you shouldn't have your clinical diagnosis of whatever it is that you struggle with. I'm looking at high-level patterns of awareness. A long time ago, somebody shared the metaphor with me of driving your car and being aware that your check engine light is on. And instead of popping the hood to try to figure out what's happening in there, unplugging the check engine light. That is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when it's obvious that there's a pattern playing out that we're not looking at and it's impacting our lives. This is higher level consciousness stuff, which I am incredibly grateful to be able to pay attention to in my life. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest, and this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. Oh, hey guys, I want to share something really important with you today. Such a simple concept, and one that I promise you I forget all the time, constantly need to be reminded of. And I'm glad that I have a space where I can talk about it and I can literally go back and listen to this myself over and over. Being human can be really hard. We fall into our patterns. We all have incredibly powerful egos that are just trying to keep us alive, keep us safe, protect us from real and imagined dangers. And often this affects our lives. It impacts our lives in a way that keeps us away from a peaceful experience of existence. We're living on the defense. We're looking out for dangers. And often that puts us in a bad mood. So I want to talk about a simple way to shift your mood. Maybe it's simple, but it's not always easy to do. So one of the ways that we can shift our mood is to basically just accept that nothing is what we think it is. Whatever we think is happening, whatever we think we're upset about is probably not anywhere close to what we're upset about, really. When people come into our lives and upset us, it usually has nothing to do with that person. It has a lot more to do with what we're believing about ourselves. Now, there are so many different teachers that talk about these concepts. For me, I really started tapping into them probably in 2009, maybe. I think when I really, really dove into this spiritual path that I'm on now and started opening myself up to all the teachers that were out there and, you know, waiting for me to be ready to hear them. I mean, they weren't waiting, but you know what I'm saying. All this stuff is out there and we find it everywhere once we're open to it. I have a lot of teachers in my life and a lot of them say the same thing. And this is what I teach my clients as well. But I really need to be aware that we, even for me, like I never arrive at perfection. I'm always going to be a human being and I always need to be reminded of the truth. And the truth is kind of a complex topic. Because I know that in my experience, my own personal experience, and I know in the experience of a lot of the people I've worked with, most of us are not existing in the truth. We're existing in an old narrative. We're existing in a story, a belief system, a subconscious belief system that is not true or real today. Yet so many of us suffer in these old stories. Our belief systems were put in place a long time ago. Now, I'm sure I've talked about this in previous podcasts, episode 1 and 2, especially 2 with David. David is one of my teachers, where I learned to do hypnotherapy back in 2015. So I've been really doing this work specifically since then. It's not so easy just to tell yourself to stop being upset about something. It's not so easy. You know, if I walk around the world, there's a lot of concepts, ideas, affirmations, positive thinking, all these sorts of things. And if you can get that to work for you at a deep level, great. It's never worked for me, and I've never seen it work for a lot of other people, because we're not even conscious of what is happening beneath the surface. So when I talk about a simple mood shift, what we really need to become aware of is what's actually happening here. And sometimes we need help to be able to recognize what is happening for me here. We need other people to tell us what they see happening, or to ask us the right questions, right? Because we are fish in water. One of my friends once said, we don't know who we are without other people. And I believe that. I really do think that other humans reflect back to us the truth about who we are. We're meant to be in relationship. So have a conversation with somebody. Pay attention. I think maybe this podcast talks a little bit about it and it can bring insight to you. But once you begin to understand the truths about yourself, you can do it by yourself. And maybe you can do it with yourself now. But I think it can be really complicated. So I had an experience yesterday where I was feeling really upset about something, and I couldn't bring myself out of it. I couldn't just tell myself to stop and reframe and just shift and be happy. I really love the metaphor of holding a beach ball underwater. A lot of the times, the things that we're upset about, they're metaphorical beach balls that we're holding underwater, and we're trying to convince ourselves not to be upset. And I promise you that beach ball will come up somewhere. It will come up somewhere. It will come up in some sort of physical illness. It will come out, you know, raging at the grocery store clerk, you know, flipping somebody off when you're driving. It is in there. And it's so important for us to just let it be, let it float up to the surface. Let's take a look at it, pay attention to what's happening, and then move on from there. I think a lot of the time we're invited to skip that step where we're upset and we're like, well, we should just turn it off. Let me just stuff this beach ball. And lots of people are really good at doing that. Really, really good. I saw a meme on Instagram yesterday that was like, I hope you don't ever have to live a miserable life and pretend you're happy. Oh my gosh. How many people do you know who do that? A lot. It's what we're taught. It's like we're taught to like have nice things and look good on the outside, but nobody's ever teaching us to look at what's really happening on the inside. So let's really look at the dark, deep shadow stuff about ourselves. And it's only from that place that we can truly be free, right? So if I'm upset about something, it's probably not about what I think it's about. It's probably about something really old that's being triggered. And I'm going to share with you some of my favorite old conclusions, we'll call them. I am alone. I am unworthy. I am responsible for taking care of everybody else. I'm a burden. I am different. Something is wrong with me. These play out over and over in the human experience. These are some of the main ones that I see in my own life, in my clients' lives. It's common across the board. So many people have these same beliefs over and over and over. So if you're conscious of this and you get upset when you're talking to somebody, when you're triggered by something that somebody else does, try to be aware of what your belief system is that's playing out. What are you believing about yourself? Are you believing there's something wrong with you? Are you believing you're not important? Are you believing you're unworthy of love? Are you believing you're alone? Those are not fun to be sitting in, to be marinating in. If I'm sitting in this experience that I'm unworthy, and then I look at the world from that place, That doesn't feel very good, right? But if I have that belief system, you can't just tell me to stop it and just think positively and be happy. It's not going to work. We have to really look at that little person inside of you who came up with this belief system and understand what was it that happened that made this little one believe that, and how can we heal that belief system and move forward? What is the truth? I promise you, so many of us live our lives like really believing that these are true. We walk around with these narratives, these scripts, these tapes playing in our minds. And they are so incredibly powerful. So when I invite people, when I invite myself to look in and see what is the belief system that's playing out, boom, it's there immediately. It is right there. We access it immediately. We're just not often invited to look at that stuff. And it's really hard for us to understand it when we're coming from an emotional place, which is why it's powerful to have somebody else with you who's not triggered, who's not in the emotional state, but somebody who can bring their logical mind into your process and help guide you, which is why it's so important to have people do that for you. You know, like I said, you can do it by yourself, but it's really amazing to have another human be with you in your experience as well. So it's really clear once we begin to see, oh, this is what I'm believing about myself. Now, it's not going to work for me just to say like, I'm perfect and happy. Nothing is wrong. It's not enough, because there's this deep wound inside of us that's desperate for attention. This inner child, this younger version of ourselves who is desperately trying to survive based on that belief system, right? I think a lot of the time we also get really angry at these belief systems, but what I invite people to do is be grateful for this little one who took on so much and tried to protect you based on this belief system. So if I believe that I am unlovable from a really young place inside of me, you know, maybe I was teased when I was in preschool, and it wouldn't even be necessarily something that I remember today. I take people back to memories all the time that seemed insignificant. They didn't seem like they didn't make a difference, but they really are powerful. It can be such a simple thing that creates this belief system. It's not about what happened that impacts us. It's about how we experienced it, right? So there could be this little one who has a belief that I'm unlovable and then walks through the world totally protected and pushes people away because he or she has this belief system. And then it creates an experience of isolation and being alone. Thank you, little one, for trying to protect me and maybe pushing people away from me. But that's not your job. And I don't want you to do that anymore. So I'm going to set you free from this career path that you chose when you were 4, right? So once we get really clear on what the belief systems are, I love doing this work with people. Because we sit with this belief, we connect with this little one, and we say, is that true? Is it true that this perfect, beautiful little child is unlovable? And it's always such a powerful, and I would call it spiritual experience, right? Because no, at the core of who we all are, we are a representation of the truth, of love. And by the truth, I mean everything that isn't made up belief systems, right? And false perceptions of reality, ego. If we get rid of all of that and connect with the true essence of who we all are beneath all of that, I call it the truth. If you want to call it God, it could be your soul. It could be love, depending on how spiritual you want to get. I could get pretty woo-woo on you here. But I think we can all agree that beneath all of these false belief systems, there's something pretty powerful in there. And that's how we access peace. And so I had this experience where I was feeling really upset yesterday. And what I was able to do was just sit for a little bit and really dive in, understand what was happening, and then check myself and come back to the truth, which is that like none of that is true. What's true is right now, today, in this moment, right now, I have a lot of choices that I can make. I'm not powerless. I'm not a victim. These are really powerful beliefs that a lot of us have, where we don't believe we have the power to make a difference. And if we can break through those belief systems and connect with what's beneath that, there's a whole lot of light that's happening in there. So like I said, this is a simple way to shift your mood. It's not easy though. Going into these emotional experiences can be really difficult. I encourage you to understand yourself and understand your belief systems. Maybe some of the things that I said felt true for you. It's really not that difficult once you become aware of these processes, how to access more peace in your life. You can really check yourself and realize when you're operating from something that's not true. Even if you don't dive into this work, check yourself. When you get upset, what is happening? Is your ego trying to protect you from something? Probably. And it's probably not real most of the time, right? I think a lot of us could have access to this experience of bliss and peace, and we're not often invited to experience those things. We exist in a state of fear and protecting ourselves, comparison. You know, as humans, we have something called a negativity bias. We focus on what's wrong to protect ourselves. And we don't realize that we actually have a choice, that we don't have to do that all the time. But it is a practice. Doing these things is a practice. It's a daily thing that I believe we must do to remember the truth. And so if you find yourself in a bad mood or upset about something, I really encourage yourself to really try to understand like what is actually happening. It's probably not about what you think it's about. Dive in, see what it's really about, see what you're believing about yourself, and then ask yourself if it's true. And then from that place, understand what is true and hopefully open your eyes to the freedom that actually is there, that so many of us don't realize we have access to. I don't know about you, but I want to live a life of peace. And sometimes I am my own worst enemy in accessing that as a human. And I think a lot of us are. But if we set intentions, if we're mindful, and if we're disciplined about what is happening inside of our minds, we can create a completely different life experience. And I want that for you. So I hope that you have a peaceful day. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast, and don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.